This is a new piece of music. Some people call it ethereal, multi-layered, a soundscape that reminds them of Philip Glass or Stephen Reich. And if you like them, this should appeal to you as well. The thing about this piece is that it's the work of an artist somewhat less obscure than the ones I just mentioned. The song is actually called You Smile, and the artist, it's tween heartthrob Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is not responsible for that earlier piece, but they are the same exact song. This song is this song. This version is the song slowed down 800 times. And last summer, a producer posted it online, and it became an internet phenomenon. Thousands and actually millions of people went to hear it. And it turns out that a lot of producers are starting to do the same thing with other music, including one of our own producers, Brent Bachman, who is in the studio with me to explain why. Why are they doing this?
They're doing it because there's this really simple software. It's free. It's easy to use. It's called Paul's Extreme Sound Stretch, and it allows anyone to plug in a song and slow it down hundreds, even thousands of times. And online, people go crazy for this stuff.
In these discussions.
Yeah, they go crazy for it, and they call it cosmic and ethereal, and they compare it to Brian Eno's early work.
His early work, not his later work.
His early work, right. And the most recent example of this was this past week, someone took the music from the film Jurassic Park.
Ah, yes.
This music right here. And then they took it and they slowed it down 1,000 times. Listen to this.
That's amazing. Aaron Copland, right? I'm thinking like majestic.
Early Aaron Copland.
Early, of course, early Aaron. So amazing stuff.
Yeah, and that's what most people online say too.
But does this work with any song? Can you plug any song into this program?
That's the thing. Yeah, I think it might. Let me give you a few examples. Take a listen to this first one.
Okay. Oh, that's gorgeous. Shimmering, yeah. That kind of build up. That,
Any guesses?
No idea. Beautiful. Wow. I did not know Lady Gaga had this in her.
She's a talented lady.
She is indeed.
People go Gaga. Okay, let's hear another one. This is my favorite stretched song.
Wow. I believe that this is the King's College Cambridge men's choir.
You're hearing some church acoustics there?
Yeah. Am I right?
No.
Hey. Wow.
You're hearing a ukulele is actually what you're
that
hearing.
That is the same song.
Yeah, Train's Hey Soul Sister.
Train's Hey Soul Sister.
Maybe the worst song of the year.
In your opinion.
Yeah. Okay, let me play you one more that I've stretched out. Kind of sinister.
Yeah. You could imagine this being used in a movie.
Just before the killer strikes.
Just before.
And this song was one of the biggest hits in the year 2000.
I'm blue. I'm blue. This song is an awesome song.
It's a really awful song.
We'll disagree on that one. But that's the same song.
That's the same song. Bad song.
Okay.
I'm going to emphasize again. But if you start with a really complex song, you hear that there are even more possibilities for this kind of technology. Let's take Beethoven's Ninth.
Yeah? Okay, yep.
Originally, it's a little more than an hour.
Right.
But back in 2002, a Norwegian producer created a version of the Ninth Symphony slowed down to last 24 hours.
24 hours.
It's called Nine Beat Stretch. So this is Nine Beat Stretch. There's an artist in San Francisco named Aaron Zim.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he hosted a listening event at a warehouse there, and he invited people to come and spend 24 hours listening to this music.
It's that quality of suspension and the pace of our lives and the rapidity with which we shift from one multitask task to another to actually stay with something for as long as this technique allows you to do. It's kind of a novel experience.
24 hours. I hope you serve food there.
I didn't ask him that. They did have beanbags, though.
Hmm.
Hearing sound like this gives your brain the opportunity to move into synchrony with it and itself slow down. You realize that you don't have to be in a hurry. You can sort of stay here for a while and take a look around with your ears.
I don't know if I'd want to hear it for 24 hours, but it is, I mean, it really is amazing.
What if you had a beanbag?
Maybe.
Okay. Let me play you one more. This is from an artist you had on the show last week,
right.
One of my favorites. A track from the new Decemberists album.
Yes.
Yeah? That I think sounds great at any speed.
Right.
But listen to it slowed down about 50 times. Recognize that?
No. Which song is this?
I'm not telling you. But we'll put the answer in our podcast this week,
right,
along with a few more slowed down songs.
All right, Brent, thanks so much.
Sure.
And by the way, you can find our podcast at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode on Sunday nights.